Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of the Friends with Money podcast. This is the one where we talk about the budget. My name is Michelle Baltazar, Editor-in-Chief here at Money Magazine, and I'm joined by Tom Watson, our senior journalist, who was in Canberra during the budget lockup. Tom, how was it?
Hey, Michelle. Yeah, it was great. We were saying last night, it felt like a six-hour exam being locked inside that room, glued to our laptops and, you know, needing to be accompanied out to go to the loo. But it was an interesting budget, and I wish I'd, you know, had more time to have a look through, because you can only digest so much in those 6 hours.
It does feel like someone hands you a copy of War and Peace and expects you to be an expert at it and write an essay about it overnight. But at least I know that you've managed to write an article about the highlights, the winners and the losers. What do you think were the highlights for this year?
Yeah, there were, I guess, three different areas that really stuck with me. The first one is, something that I guess we didn't particularly anticipate beforehand. It's not something that the government kind of leaked or mentioned, and that's the $5.7 billion in extra funding that the government will provide for Medicare over the next 5 years. You know, we know that access to GPs who bulk bill has become increasingly difficult in recent years. So yes. $3.5 billion of this funding will essentially go towards tripling the incentive paid to doctors who bulk bill particular patients. So namely children under the age of 16, pensioners, and other concession card holders. So the government reckons that could end up benefiting about 11.5 million Australians in one way or another, which is obviously a pretty sizable portion of the population.
Yes, I know that they kept that one under wraps, didn't they?
They did.
I think some people even applauded when he talked about bulk billing. But bulk billing and the struggles definitely to cover healthcare bills was the big story in 2022, and it continued on early in the year. So that was a good one. What else?
The other area that I think a lot of people were looking towards the government to see what they would bring out on budget night beforehand was anything related to government support payments, particularly to job seekers. So there were a few changes and a few increases in this space. And first of all, the base rate for Australians receiving job seeker, Ausstudy, youth allowance, those are all increased by $40 each fortnight, or $2.85 per day, I should say. However, that base rate will increase by $92.10 each fortnight, or $6.57 per day, for around 50,000 people aged between 55 and 59. So that was something that the government did hint towards at a little bit beforehand, maybe a little bit of extra help for older people on those government support payments. And that's something that that was delivered. And then in addition to that, there was an announcement that the Commonwealth Rent Assistance payment will be lifted by up to $31 per fortnight from September. So another measure towards helping people who are struggling at the moment pay for things like rent. So there were a few different changes in there. I will say that from some of the reactions that I've seen so far this morning and last night, there seems to be, I guess, a sense that while these increases are certainly welcome, they just don't go far enough to help, you know, so many people who, given the, I guess, considerable increases we've seen to everything from food to rental costs over the past few months, you know, people are really struggling right now, and how much they help, I guess it's hard to say.
Yes, we'll have to see what happens next. I mean, compared to the 15% increase in rent assistance, if you live in the city, the rental must have gone up between 50 and 85% last year.
Oh, so, and easily. I was looking at a Domain report yesterday, Michelle, which said that, you know, the annual increase in asking rents for apartments alone across the capital cities has gone up by 22%. And that's just in the last year. And we know that they were rising before that. So these are considerable increases that we've been seeing.
So we've talked about those support payments. We've talked about, have we talked about energy bill? I thought that was also something that was a big one.
Yeah, definitely. I know. I'm glad you mentioned that because it's something that definitely caught my eye last night, and I've been writing about it a little bit in recent times as well. So the government released a couple of different measures in this space aimed at bringing down energy bills, both, I guess, in the near future and also longer term. So first of all, there's money it will be providing in conjunction with the states and territories that will go directly towards reducing energy bills. So around 5 million households are likely to get some kind of relief here in the form of rebates, which could be as much as $500 per household. But that figure kind of really depends on where you live. And then around 1 million small businesses could also be in line for up to $600 in energy bill relief from the government or one of the various state and territory governments. So a lot of money on the table there, about $3 billion from memory. And then there are also a few measures for the future as well. And as I said, I've been writing a lot about solar and home electrification in recent weeks. So this has been really interesting to me. The government is going to fund 110,000 low interest loans for households who are looking to install things like batteries and solar systems and a whole heap of other energy efficient appliances, which, you know, A, will hopefully bring down bill costs for those homes and then B, have a positive impact in reducing their emission footprints. And the government also announced a similar scheme for small businesses looking to purchase energy efficient appliances, though this will come in the form of tax concessions rather than low interest loans. And then finally, on this point, the government will also fund similar energy upgrades to around 60,000 social housing properties, which it estimates will cut energy consumption in those homes by about a third. So that would obviously be really great for those households.
Amazing. So there's a slight green tinge to the budget. So I think that's all we have for today. Tom?
Lots in the budget. I mean, there's so much we could talk about. There's so many different measures in terms of cost of living, health, childcare, housing, super tax, you name it, that we haven't touched on. But it's worth going and have a look and diving into those budget papers if you're keen to find out yourself.
Excellent. Well, before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your own friends and family, or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions, comments, or even topics you'd love for us to cover through our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for all the latest financial news and stories. That's it for this episode. Once again, Tom, thank you for that budget recap.
You're very welcome, Michelle. Thanks for having me on.
No dramas. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.